Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Members from the Nebraska Wheat Board were in Washington, D.C. this past week. The group met with senators and congressmembers to discuss important issues to Nebraska growers. Mary Eisenzimmer of Big Springs joined us by phone from D.C. Mary, I'm sure the farm bill was on the agenda. Tell us more on that.
Yeah, we talked about several different issues with our representatives. Such things as like just, you know, making sure that there's some, the crop insurance programs are either maintained or enhanced. Farmers, we do rely on that. A lot of times people think that the government programs to farmers all comes back to the farm, but really they're spread out in a lot of different areas, including like the school lunch programs fall under the farm bill. And so there's a lot of other avenues that money is spent. But for crop insurance and risk programs is important for agriculture. We talked about some conservation programs that fall in there.
So what were some other issues outside of the farm bill the board brought to the senators and representatives' attention?
One other issue that we talked a lot that really impacts us in Nebraska is just the railway systems, how it's difficult for us to ship our product, particularly wheat, out of state in Nebraska with the high price of transportation on the railroad. And just the inefficiencies, I guess, a little bit the reliability of what the rail system can be. So just bringing a little bit of awareness to all of that. The other issue that we did talk a little bit about that could potentially be revamped or part of the farm bill would be the inheritance tax, the federal inheritance tax, and how that if changes in that program and lowering the levels there could really impact farmers and ranchers in Nebraska to be able to transition those operations down to the next generation and just keep youth coming back and operating farms and ranches, but living in and participating in our small communities.
Mary, you also attended the U.S. Wheat Associates Convention. So what were some of the things that you all discussed?
You know, one of the big things that we focus on as the Wheat Board is just overseas and export markets. And they do have a team that's going to be traveling to North Asia coming up here the end of February. It's going to be about a two-week mission trade trip overseas, and they're going to visit the Philippines, Japan, and Korea. That region of the world is a big importer of U.S. wheat. About 50% of the wheat raised in the United States is exported, and those three countries are definitely big importers for wheat. So that is very important to Nebraska wheat growers. We do have Bob Desling from Hemingford is going to be on that mission team that's going over there. And so the trade team. So we're looking forward to see what they can get accomplished while they're in Northern Asia.
We've been talking with Mary Zimmerman with the Nebraska Wheat Board on the D.C. fly-in trip this past week. I'm Chabela Guzman with the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.